Hello and welcome to the eHotelier podcast, bringing you insights from hotel industry leaders around the world.
I'm your host, Matthew Stevens, and today we're talking about revenue management with Mike Tumor from Ideas Revenue Solutions, particularly focused on the commercial impact of the COVID-19 pandemic on hotels. Mike is the Vice President, Global Marketing at Ideas Revenue Solutions, based in Minneapolis, responsible for leading Ideas' global marketing, engagement and enablement teams, encompassing product marketing, demand generation, branding, communications, and client, academic and industry education and learning development. Welcome, Mike.
Thank you. I'm absolutely thrilled to be here.
Great. Thank you for joining me today. And the pandemic has had an impact on hotel demand as we've never seen before. Mike, how have you seen the pandemic most impact the structure of commercial hotel organizations?
Yeah, I think it's been absolutely unprecedented times. We've seen impacts in demand from other aspects such as SARS or other demand interruptions in the past, but obviously nothing has really ever been as sustained or as deep as this. What it has really done in terms of the structure of the commercial organization is I think it's actually quite healthy in some cases because it's made the hotelier go back into getting back to what is most important to them. It has really had an incredible impact on how they see their operations, how they're looking to ensure that they are focusing on the right thing right now. And it really has put a strain on them to do more with less. Some of the actual impacts that we've seen in revenue management is really a movement towards more clustering. In many cases, a higher level of focus on managed services, whether it would be increasing the amount of properties that a single revenue manager or a cluster revenue manager would be responsible for.
Sure.
Or even going out and using more RM consultants because it's a flexible way to manage your staff and have staff augmentation. If you think about it, the layoffs and the furloughs have really driven across the breadth of discovery of what the daily job of that revenue manager is. And so I think it's really driven hotel organizations across the commercial office to build out horizontally integrated KPIs to be able to keep up with the veracity and the speed of the rebudgeting and the reforecasting that's taking place. I think that's a key aspect, is understanding the need for speed.
Yeah,
fortune favors the fast. That's where things like, the argument of do I need a revenue management system because my demand is low, or I don't have a good reference against same time last year. And the answer to that is absolutely yes, you do, because you're able to then allow for the system once you augment and you make the changes, of which we did very, very quickly within the month of February and March, to be able to see what the impact on future looking demand is. Then you can ensure that those revenue managers are able to make decisions faster, reforecast, rebudget, so you can start looking at how your business is actually going to materialize on the pace of that booking curve.
Sure. So it's a very uncertain future. There's talk of vaccines coming out, but we don't know when.
Right.
So the forecasting of hotels is a really complicated exercise at the moment. How has the role of the revenue manager changed in this new landscape?
That's a really good question. What we've seen in talking to hotel leaders around the world, we created a high level group called Hospitality View to bring together thought leaders and hotel leaders, both in hotels, asset ownerships, investment organizations, investment companies, and in some cases also REITs and other aspects. So we could get a global view of what that impact is. And one of the things, especially as we're talking to them, but then we're also talking to our client leaders, is we are seeing the revenue manager themselves across the new landscape. They're getting impacted in one of two ways. So the first way is that they've either taken on more roles across the organization that are being folded into a connected commercial organization in Ideas parlance. And what they're doing is they're being asked to take on not just the revenue management roles, but they're asked to take on performance marketing, in some cases distribution roles, and becoming the right hand person to the general manager or the operations, because they have the insight into what demand is going to materialize, how they think the impact on their demand micro segmentation will take place. For example, in many places, especially in Australia, United States, and Southern Europe, you saw a flight to drive market, and the amount of domestic demand really picked up, and that's what helped to buoy up the hotels themselves.
Sure.
The revenue managers themselves had to think about, how do I give the right type of complementary information, feedback, and in some cases make decisions as the performance marketing or the distribution folks had been furloughed.
Okay.
The other impact is that they have actually been risen up in the organization and have really been able to laser focus on their role and their job as providing business guidance to the hotel, the estate, or the organization, because they understand the intricacies of how that business is materializing, and they can see the signals as to how to change their marketing materials, run multiple what-if scenarios, and they have the ability with the right systems to reforecast incredibly quickly to give information back to the owners.
Mm. So it sounds like the revenue manager is now the eyes and the ears of the business. They're seeing things, forecasting before it happens. They're really the visionaries that provide the feedback to the hotel operations and the marketing to forecast what the operation's going to look like in, you know, next week, next month, in 3 to 6 months' time, in terms of forecasting. So technology must play a really key role in enabling the revenue manager to do their role. How is the technology now evolving to meet these needs of tomorrow's commercial hotel organization?
I think the moniker that I like to use is data, decisions, and trust.
Right.
We really, and why that is because you need your data as quickly and as cleanly as possible. You need to be able to find data pieces to put together, be able to slice and dice that as quickly as possible from other systems. I use the term connected commercial organization because you have to be able to have information of the impact vectors of what will drive your demand, what will materialize your demand, and what will make that demand profitable.
Sure.
And so with the revenue manager themselves and how that's impacting the hotel technology landscape is that revenue managers are having to utilize their systems to reforecast sometimes 3-4 times a week. They're having to take into consideration operational costs and thinking about things in terms of total profit and how you manage that total profit. And then they're having to match that back against other operational systems so they can have a good idea of whether or not they're operational costs are being heavily impacted, because sure, with occupancies dropping so much and ADRs dropping as well, but rebounding a little bit, the fixed cost versus variable cost of your room has a heavy impact on the profitability of that hotel, especially now as hoteliers are being able to run profitably on, say, 30 points less of margin.
Sure. So you mentioned their total revenue per available room, or, you know, it used mm-hmm. to be a key buzzword that was going around, but now it sounds like it's more important than ever, particularly as food and beverage changes its role. Events have dropped and conferences are limited. So, yeah, that total revenue per available room is really now even more important than it used to be. How is technology supporting that calculation and that forecasting these days?
Yeah. So what it's doing is you have the ability to layer in the other parts of what we call ancillary revenue. Mm. So that then comes into not just the room night anymore, but that comes into the total value of the guest over all their length of stay. And so what it's done in terms of forecasting is we are then leading ourselves into a path of, do you focus on the amount of revenue brought in by the room, the sleeping room?
Sure.
And then how do you maximize that against other types of ancillary spends, given the fact that you don't have your conference rooms open, you don't have your meeting rooms open? Mm. So it comes down to, how are you bringing in the other portions of spend against the guests across the folio? And when we're talking to our clients, we're really saying you need to think about how you can get more monetary dollars tracked back against that folio.
Okay.
So you can determine the right type of domestic guests or the right type of guests to bring in.
Sure. And have you seen much repurposing of hotel space now that function rooms are not available? We've seen some trends towards work from hotel. Yes. Hotels actually advertising their rooms as workplaces. How does that impact the role of the revenue manager in reinventing the hotel space?
Well, they really have to reassess how they create their market segments, how they think about their guest types that they want to bring in, whether it be the majority of these are going to be leisure types. So if you want to bring in business types, you have to take then again another look at how you're micro segmenting.
Sure.
Reassessing your analytical market segments and understanding the really the package that you can put together to attract that type of guest.
Sure. Okay. Mm-hmm. We've seen in some parts of the world, domestic tourism is starting to open up, starting to recover. How important is the revenue management technology in forecasting with very small segments of the market starting to take off? What's the role of a revenue manager, and how does technology assist the revenue manager in that forecasting process when only minor market segments are moving?
Well, I think that's okay. I mean, if you think about what the revenue manager did traditionally versus what they're going to do now, at the heart of your question is, they went from understanding in some cases your transient demand versus your group demand being 10%, 15% of the overall business coming in, whereas now the majority of that business, because group and corporate have really fallen off the radar at this point in time, is now transient. And so we're having to see people adjust their strategies as to how you attract with packages. You're having to focus on different types of length of stay and really focusing on how you can identify those trends, looking at really the compression or the booking pace towards day of arrival.
Sure.
Traditionally, you would see a 90-60 day trend. Now we're seeing things such as a 30-day or a 15-day spike as you get closer to the day of arrival. And so you have to be much, much faster in terms of how you are making your decisions, how often you're optimizing, so you can look at even forward-looking trends in shop versus book data.
Sure.
And so it's become a much faster reactionary aspect. And so therefore you're seeing revenue managers in these budgeting meetings as they're doing real-time planning scenarios. We have some clients that have just decided not to even look at their group business anymore and focus solely on transient domestic drive market demand. And it allows revenue managers to actually get down into the minutia so they can start predicting, which has major impacts on upstream on distribution and marketing packages.
Sure. Sounds like the role of the revenue manager is more important than ever, and the technology to support them is critical too. Thank you very much for joining me today, Mike, and for your insights in the impact of COVID-19 to the commercial operation and the role of technology in revenue management in the future.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
To build your own career or boost your team's performance from basic skills to executive training, visit academy.ehotelier.com. Get 20% off all courses and certifications using the code PODCAST. Thank you for joining us. Check out the latest episodes at ehotelier.com and make sure to subscribe for the latest insights from industry leaders around the world.